Removing foreign objects from ears and noses costs England almost £3 million a year, a study suggests. Children were responsible for the vast majority of cases, 95% of objects removed from noses and 85% from ears. Every year, an average of 1,218 nose and 2,479 ear removals took place between 2010 and 2016. According to England's hospital episode statistics, children aged 1 to 4 were the most likely to need help from doctors for a foreign object in their nose. 5 to 9-year-olds come to the hospital with something in their ears the most. Jewelry items accounted for up to 40% of cases in both the ears and noses of children. Paper and plastic toys were the items removed next most from noses. Cotton buds and pencils were also found in ears. According to the study, the occurrence of foreign objects in children is generally attributed to curiosity. Children have an impulse to explore their noses and ears. This results in the accidental entry of foreign objects. Any ear, nose, and throat surgeon has many weird stories about wonderful objects found in the noses and ears of children and adults. Batteries can pose a particular danger. In all cases, prevention is better than cure. This is why many toys contain warnings about small parts. Recognizing problems early and seeking medical attention is important.
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What does England spend an annual £3 million on? Question 17. What do we learn from England's hospital episode statistics? Question 18. What is generally believed to account for children putting things in their ears or noses